the revolution.
Ready, 1, 2, 3.
Cue announcer.
The number one outdoor radio show.
America's most precious resource.
A show in which all others will be judged.
What's that you kids say again? Booyah!
Booyah!
Often imitated, but never duplicated.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present, for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure,
live across this great nation and around the world, welcome to the revolution with Jim and Trav. Presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV.
Hey folks, you're listening to those two knuckleheads, Jim and Trav. We're talking about big whitetails. Don't go away.
All right, everyone give it up for Stan Potts.
Yeah!
Holy cow. What, a baseball game? He is like the perfect example of the most awesome person ever. Yeah. I love Stan Potts.
He's half of me.
He is. Stan Potts is a little guy.
Yeah, 175
he really is.
Pounds.
He's a great guy, though. He is joining us for a special doubleheader. That is two parts, people. Stan Potts, he is the host of Whitetail Explorer and the co-host North America Whitetail TV. But before him, we're going to have who?
Hey, we're going to have Eric Poole with Guns and Ammo.
Yeah, Guns and Ammo, the magazine, plus Guns and Ammo TV. And Cat Daddy's going to be joining us as well as Eric Rice. He is the operations and sales manager for Sticky Holsters.
Another Ossifer.
So you and Cat Daddy are having a baby.
That's that
so
new
it's
rumor.
Been said.
Yeah, Buddy's pregnant with Cat Daddy's love child. It's going to have whiskers. It's going to be amazing. All right, so let's get to Eric Poole. Once again, the editor of Guns and Ammo and the co-host Guns and Ammo on Sportsman Channel Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Here we go.
The revolution with Jim and Trav is on the air. We're talking guns and deer this week.
All systems are go.
Here's Eric Poole, editor of Guns and Ammo and co-host of Guns and Ammo on Sportsman Channel, Thursdays 9 p.m. Eastern. Brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings. Visit them to spice up your wild game cuisine at himtnjerky.com. Here are the boys.
All right, real quick, buddy, before you go.
Yeah.
What are you going to name the love child? Cat Daddy Jr. I think that's already been taken, though.
How about Big Fish?
No, that was taken, too.
Oh, that's true.
How about just Bottom Feeder?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's already your nickname.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
I got nothing.
Can
I've
you say
nothing.
Divorce for Christmas? Mr. Eric Poole, he is just now joining us. Now, this is kind of cool, guys, because we receive a lot of listener feedback all the time about people wanting to know where they can get a semi-custom rifle that won't break the bank, that's guaranteed, like sub-MOA. So we prepared a list of excellent new rifles for 2019 that are under $2,000, and we think we landed on some good ones. What do you think, Mr. Eric?
Well, I tell you what, rifles are like relationships. You tend to keep them for a long time if possible. And so, you know, for someone to go out and make a rifle purchase, it's got to really be for a great reason and something compelling enough that they're going to want to keep for a long time. And, you know, we've kind of narrowed down. We've got four great new rifles for 2019 on this list. And let's kick things off with a new one from Weatherby.
Yes.
They have a Vanguard Badlands edition. Now, this thing is built in Japan by Howa. Howa's got a great reputation for building accurate rifles. It's a push-feed action with dual lug bolt. It's a one-piece fluted bolt. And, of course, Weatherby guarantees it to be sub-MOA, minute of angle accuracy. So a lot of people translate that to like sub-1 inch at 100 yards. Now, what really distinguishes this Badlands edition from other Weatherby Vanguards is the fact that it's got a Cerakote burnt bronze finish on the barreled action and the Badlands approach camo. So if you think of the Badlands up there, South Dakota, you know, that region, it's kind of got a feel of that, those camo colors, but very attractive. And it's got standard chambers in 24-inch cold hammer forged barrel. Of course, we're talking about standard chambers being like 25-06 Remington, another quarter bore 257 Weatherby mag. I mean, Weatherby rifles, you got to have them in Weatherby cartridges. 270 Winchester, 6.5 Creedmoor, 6.5 300 Weatherby mag. That's another fast shooting round. 7mm 08 Remington, 308 Winchester, and 30-06 Springfield. So all of those, you know, and the great price is this is not only under $2,000, it's under $1,000.
Yeah.
$849 is the retail.
Yeah. Now, stepping up to the Remington Model 7, once again, we're talking about four awesome new rifles for 2019 under $2,000. Stepping up to the Remington Model 7 SS, that stainless steel HS. This is a great little package and something I wasn't really expecting from Remington for 2019.
I tell you what, you're right about that. HS. or SS obviously stands for stainless steel, so that gives clues in on what that barreled action is made of. HS stands for HS Precision in that stock. And that stock is where all this money's at. It's an aluminum bedding block in there, a very great action, and that allows the Model 7 to really see its true accuracy potential. You've also paired that with a user-adjustable X-Mark Pro trigger. The trigger is really what allows the trigger to experience that accuracy potential. If you've got a long trigger that takes a lot of creep to overcome, you're not going to be able to group it very well. Well, this trigger allows you to keep those tight groups. And the best thing about it, even with the HS Precision stock, which is normally known for like target shooting stocks and that kind of thing, this only weighs 6 pounds. So it's a very field-ready rifle, lightweight. I mean, black with spruce green spiderweb finish, so it's unique character as well. But it's only offered four calibers, 308 rim base. So you got 308 Winchester, 6.5 Creedmoor, 7mm 08, 243 Winchester.
Yeah, now the Remington Model 7 SSHS, now that comes in right at $1,149. And again, the price point for this in this type of craftsmanship truly is remarkable.
It really is. I mean, to get any better, we're looking at a $2,000 rifle for $1,149. So it's a great value. And the Remington name, I remember trying to save up when I was a kid for a Remington 700, but it was always beyond my reach. Now I'm an adult. You know, this is the time in our life when we should indulge ourselves a little bit, and step up and get what we want. And this rifle qualifies.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the Bergara. Is that how you pronounce it? Premier Highlander.
Yep. Now we're stepping up to some money. Now, it's not $2,000, so we're looking at the Premier Highlander is $1,850. It's another lightweight gun. Now, Bergara is really known, you know, for their barrel. They're a barrel company, long before they're a rifle company, but seems like all companies, eventually, they want a little piece of, a little larger piece of the pie.
Yeah.
You know, the longer they stay in business. Of course, now that they're doing rifles, and they've done it really well. You've got a 24-inch fluted barrel, a sub MOA accuracy guarantee, and a rifle that weighs between 7.25 pounds to 7.7 pounds, still well under 8 pounds, leaves you plenty of room to put the type of scope you want on it. And it's offering a whole host of cartridges and Cerakoted in a sniper gray finish. It's very resistant to the elements. My favorite thing, one of my favorite triggers on the market right now comes from Trigger Tech.
Yeah.
This gun has it. So this is truly that custom gun that you're talking about. And it's got a fiberglass stock, takes Remington 700 bases. I mean, it's one of the best values for a bolt action out there, especially if you can step up and afford an $1,800 rifle.
Yeah, and it's offered in a lot of different calibers that you kind of weren't expecting, which I think is really fun for people.
You know, to get sub-MOA guarantee with something like a 7mm 08, you know, I know there will be some guys out there that want to argue with me and all that stuff, but that's incredible. I mean, that's not necessarily a cartridge that's known for target shooting, but
yeah.
You know, they are really dialing this gun in to even pull sub-MOA accuracy out of that round. You know, when I see 6.5 PRC and 300 PRC, which are my favorite new calibers in the last 2 years, I expect those things to be sub-minute accurate. But the fact that they're able to guarantee things 280 Ackley improved, 308 Winchester, I mean, that's awesome. It's a good deal.
You know, Kimber has always been known for their handguns, and they have rifles. What do you think about the Kimber Mountain Ascent?
As you said, they've been making rifles. They've been making rifles for nearly 30 years now, and long before they started picking up the 1911s, they were making 1911s in the 90s. But you're right. They just introduced the Kimber Mountain Ascent South Alpine. Now, fundamentally, the rifle hasn't changed a lot in 20 years. You know, we're talking Mauser inspirations all over this thing, but they've refined the rifle. And so what you're getting now is a very refined custom-like gun. Now, this one isn't really sub $2,000. I mean, it ekes over at $2,082, but you're getting a rifle designed for the high country mountains. I mean, if you're going out mountain goat hunting, which is growingly popular activity right now, or you're out to get a doll sheep in Alaska, I mean, this is definitely a rifle that deserves your attention. I mean, with a hunt like that, you want an investment quality tool that is going to stand up to the elements and deliver, you know, the kind of precision that you need when it's called on to do so. in any condition.
That's what I was going to say. Anything from 4 pounds, 13 ounces up to 5 pounds, 6 ounces. That is insane, man. I mean, that's
my sandwich.
So light. And yeah, exactly. Jimbo's bologna sandwich weighs at least 9 pounds. To shave that much weight, but to maintain the accuracy, the dependability that Kimber is known for, I mean, that's a great deal.
That's right. I mean, they did it with a fluted barrel, spiral fluted bolt body, skeletonized bolt knob. I mean, all those little details. Who thinks about skeletonizing a bolt knob in order to save a little weight? But all those ounces add up. And like you said, under a 5 pound, I will say this isn't really intended for high volume shooting. I mean, when you're even a 308 Winchester, you know, which is one of the smaller cartridges on the list of chambers, is going to kick a little bit because you just don't have the weight to help manage and minimize that recoil. But hey, when you're only taking one shot of a lifetime on a doll sheep high in Alaska, you're not going to care too much about what that recoil feels like.
As a matter of fact, I never feel it.
Jim's also stoic, though.
Yes.
He's so hard. All right, so we're actually coming up to a break. Mr. Eric, once again, we talked about four awesome new rifles for 2019, under $2,000. Eric Poole, he's the editor of Guns and Ammo and co-host Guns and Ammo on Sportsman Channel, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, if we don't have a subscription, we've been in the dark.
Why not?
We've been foolish for far too long. We need to fix that. Where can we get a subscription to Guns and Ammo, buddy?
Well, you need to go and start at gunsandammo.com or visit our parent company's website, osgnewsstand.com, where you can actually directly purchase a magazine. But any of the links through gunsandammo.com should work for you.
You bet. Hey, that was old Eric Poole. Coming up next is Stan Potts. He's executive producer of Whitetail Explorer and the co-host of North American Whitetail TV.
That's right. Both seen on Sportsman Channel. This has been brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings. Visit them online to spice up your wild game cuisine at himtnjerky.com. And again, make sure you get a subscription to Guns and Ammo and watch them, Guns and Ammo, on Sportsman Channel, Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Eric, you're so awesome. God bless you. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Look forward to the next time.
Mrs. Bunny has a giblet, and she likes to shake her tail feathers.
I hear she mates with men.
Yes!
Then eats them.
By the way, did we tell you that old Trav and Bunny's having another little one?
We're going to make sure it's not yours.
Oh, no! No, I ain't ever crossed the state line.
She's sexy and she knows it.
This girl is hot.
You sound beautiful.